what I would say. And so I would tell Brother Daniels, and he helped me with some scriptures. But then, you know, it had happened again. And I thought later, it's like, like Brother Paul said about it. He didn't say it like this, but I know what he meant. The light came on that said, God is testing you, Linda. He's going to see, are you getting up for them? Or are you getting up just, you know, to pour your heart out, you know, to talk about what you're going through or whatever, you know. And because I would say, I'm not going to get up anymore, you know. And I don't do that anymore. That was, you know, a couple years ago. But it almost happened again here lately. And but I said, no. Lord, I'm doing this for you. I want you to know how much I appreciate you, and just help those put up with me, and that I will do better in my speech and my way of talking. And I just love the Lord, and I love all of y'all. I don't have anything against anybody, and I'm just so overwhelmed with how God has used each one to help me in different ways, you know, to make me better, and help, like I said, with the testimonies. Y'all don't realize, even Brother and Sister Smith, the things that they've said about in their past, oh, made me happy, not happy that they went through it, but know that I could go through it if they did. And Brother Durham, and oh, just so many of y'all that, you know, shared things that y'all gone through, and I just love to hear that. And Brother Brett's gone through a lot of different things that has helped me in my life, and he knows that I've had a lot of trials with cars and stuff, and that's come down. But now I'm going through a different trial, but that's okay, because I know that God is in it, and he's gonna bring me through it. And I'll let y'all know the ending when it gets here. But I'm not discouraged, I'm not depressed, I'm not, remember, I'm not saying that word anymore about being depressed. They'll send me to the cuckoo house. But I love the Lord, and I love being able, having the privilege to be here on a Wednesday night. And right before I left home, I can tell when my blood pressure is high. And I wasn't worrying about anything, but then I told myself that you really were about this certain situation. And it was like 170 and over 100. And it was like, oh, my goodness. So I said, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to go to church. And I just mentioned to Angie, I didn't tell her to request prayer, but thank you, because my headache's gone. I know that my blood pressure is down. When I get home, I'll take it again. But I wasn't like fretting, worrying. It was like in the back of my mind, I'm thinking this, everything's going so good. Lord, don't let this, please don't let it's coming to do with my health, you know. But Lord, if it is, I know you're going to be there right with me, holding my hand and helping me through this situation. But but I know that, like I said, you know, I'm going to have to learn to grow, and that's how I'm going to grow, is through having trials. So I'm just going to say, okay, Lord, next, I'm ready, go ahead. But I just want to wanted to get up and show my appreciation, and let y'all know that I'm still behind the church, even if I don't get up as often as I should. But I'm 100% behind the ministry and everyone here.
I don't want to take up too much of y'all's time tonight, but I just am so blessed to be here tonight and finally be home. We've been doing a lot of traveling, and the Lord's blessed us to where we could do that. You know, Brittany and I have recently taken on some new jobs, and with that schedule, Brittany's been exploring a new business venture, so we've had a little time for ourselves, and we just kind of needed that, you know. So that's what we've been out doing. But while we were in Dallas a couple weeks ago, the Lord really we had a great service. I think it was about 4 weeks ago, it's kind of, it hit kind of what has been going on here and what everybody's been talking about. And Sister Fisher hit on a real strong point and things that she was going through and having to trust in the Lord and her situation. And really that's all what it boils down to, is putting our trust in God. And being, if we do that, we're not putting our trust in someone that can fail us. Putting our trust in man and on our nature is doomed for failure. If I came to church every single day trusting that my happiness and my joy in my life and eternal life is gonna depend on brother York or my dad or my grandpa or brother Oates, it's gonna be doomed for failure. But I know that in my father and God, that trust will never be broken between us. And being under Brother Leninger's ministry and experiencing that with my grandpa, there always came some kind of acronym for something. There was always an acronym for this, or a 3 points of this, or a 10 point here to help us. Well, Brother Chad Neptune was up talking, and he spelled out the letter T-R-U-S-T. And to me, that struck something. That's God is, what are you hitting on here? So I pulled out my paper and my pen, and I looked at the word, and scriptures and words just started flooding through my mind and flooding through the page. And I started dwelling on, what is it to really trust God? What are the steps that you go through to have to trust God in acting and reacting in situations in my life? What do I go through? Well, the first T that hit my mind was time. Do I really wait on God's time for something? Is it really his time? And so many times in my life, how many times have I tried to fulfill that time? Have I tried to produce something? I mean, I've tried to get a job one time where my hours were being cut at my job, and so I started looking. I was dissatisfied with it, and I was, you know, kind of waiting for God to open doors, and I thought it was maybe God, so I went ahead and took it. Well, it just so happened I was there for about, I made a decent amount of money for how old I was, and I was in college, but within a few months, I tear my tendon in my shoulder, and I wasn't able to work, I had to quit school, talk about stepping out of the will of the Lord, but we have scriptural reference to that, just like Abraham tried to produce Ishmael. Same type of situation. God didn't want to bless that. That's not what he was trying to do. He wasn't trying to fulfill that. But the scripture that really hit key to me was Proverbs 3:5. That says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not on thine own understanding. And I was thinking about it. He said, no, that is absolutely truth. If I can put my full trust in him and I'll get that understanding, which is the you in trust, but I'll get there in a second. That's where I'm going to find my release. And the R in trust is to, not only do we have to wait on God's time, but we have to be ready for his time. When God is trying to prepare something, we have to be ready to be working. And I was thinking about that. We've probably all heard that story about two men that lived out in the country. And there was a big drought, and they were praying to God, God, will you please send us rain? We haven't had crops. I can't feed my family. Will you please send us rain? The difference between the two men is one of them was praying, but one of them was working and praying. He was out in that field laboring, preparing that God would fulfill his need. It wasn't just, well, God, I want this, so I'm going to put my hands over it and pray for it, but I have a need. I have a need, and I'm going to trust that you're going to fulfill that need. And, you know, sometimes God doesn't always fulfill the need in the way that we think exactly how it's going to be lined out for us. So that's where the you in trust comes in, is the understanding. Sometimes he'll go and he'll show us the purpose. He'll give us the understanding in why he's doing what he's doing. And I had a scripture that hit my mind with that. Give me just one moment to find it. Oh, here it is. It's in Proverbs 3:13, just a little bit down further. It says, "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding." So not only will you, so sometimes I can get burdened down by not understanding why God's doing the way he's doing it, but if I understand as to why God's working in the direction that he's working in, I'm gonna be happy about it. I'm not gonna be, oh man, woe is me. God, you didn't do it the way I asked you to. But I can actually have peace about it because I know that that's what God is doing for me and that it's mine. And the S comes after that. And once I'm able to understand what God has for me and I'm able to find that joy and find that happiness, I have to be able to stand on it. I have to be able to stand and trust that God, I'm going to stand in your purpose and I'm going to be able to trust you in that purpose. And the scripture that I found for that, I believe, let me see if I can find it. Psalms. I believe it's in Psalms. Yeah. Here it is. In Psalms 94, 16. It talks about being able to work in for the Lord. And if you start there in 16, it says, "Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul." So not only when you stand, the waves of temptation, the waves of sin, the waves of peer pressure will try and move us. And I don't want to set my foundation in something that is corruptible like sand. Like in my house, in front of the front steps of my house, they have not set the complete grass and gravel, so there's a bunch of sand. And when we were coming into church, we were getting ready for church and we walked out, Brittany's wearing high heels and her foot slips through the sand. And she almost loses her balance and breaks all of her jewelry. Well, to me, that was a perfect example of how loose our foundation can be if I don't put my full trust and faith in God that he's going to be able to deliver me in whatever way he needs to have his glory shown. A lot of times if I receive something the way I think it needs to be done, I realize now that God can't be glorified in it. So it's worthless. For me to do that action or do that thing that I think is righteous, it's nothing but dung. And the last T in trust is to be triumphant in that situation. And I found in Luke 6, 46 through 49. And y'all, I apologize if I'm not following the will here, but the Lord's been keeping me up at night, dealing with me about being able to trust him in my own life. And I want to be victorious. I want to be triumphant. But in Luke 6, I believe this is where it's at. Give me just one moment. Oh, that's where it talks about the stand, excuse me. But it's still a good scripture to read about the stand. That, but he that heareth and doeth not is like a man without a foundation, built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat violently, and immediately it fell, and ruined the house that was so great. But I think the main scripture that I'm looking for to be triumphant is in 1 Corinthians 15. Yes, that's exactly what I'm looking for. It's in 1554. 1554 in 1 Corinthians. And it's four scriptures, so I hope y'all don't mind reading your Bible tonight with me. You at least get through some of it. But isn't that what keeps us, though, is our understanding? So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then this shall be brought to pass. Then saying, it is written, death is swallowed up in victory. So no longer do we have to keep dying out to the same merry-go-round, the same mountain. Sister Fisher, we don't got to keep going through that same cycle. We can break that. But that's only through the Holy Ghost. If we don't have that Holy Ghost working in our life, we're never going to find that victory. And I think that's why I could never make it out in religions. I don't think I could ever find that victory. But in 55, it says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and in the strength of sin is the law. But be thanks to God, which giveth us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And I just don't want my labor to be in vain anymore. I want to be able to keep reaching out to our neighborhood. They keep reaching out to us. That Lee Ratliff, I heard about him getting in here and just being a part. That really encouraged me that there are people out there still wanting to be a part, that this is not as hard of a way as we sometimes can portray it to be, but if we continue to love each other and trust in the Lord, we'll be able to continually trust and build trust within each other. And I just want to express how thankful I am and how grateful I am that y'all got such a deep blessing. I'm sorry I wasn't here to partake of it, but I got a little dose of it tonight, and I'm thankful for that. I needed that to pick up because it's been slow at work, and I've really been needing to kind of getting discouraged, but I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged in the Lord, and that's going to carry over, and I appreciate every single one of y'all.
I'm trusting God to lead me day by day. Trusting Him to lead.
real quick. The says right here, please announce Sunday after dinner we will have cake and punch for Sister Smith's birthday. Instead of taking up an offering, we'll leave it to each family that they would like to give her. Everyone plan on staying for dinner, if at all possible, to show our appreciation. Please pass it on to those that aren't here. So, there it is. Then, I think I heard there was a meeting in Batesville this Saturday. Anybody know what time that starts? 11? Well, if it rains me out of working, I'll probably go. If it rains, if not, I'll have to work. But Tally, did you say you was going to try to go? If you can. If anybody else is wanting to go, if you can go, maybe we could take the van, church van or something. And what's it, just a couple hours up there? Hour and a half, 2 hours? Give herself 2 hours. I know they would appreciate us coming. Do they got a building yet? Do they got it? Okay. So just let Brother Smith know. How about that? We'll just let Brother Smith know on that. Then we are the Dallas meeting starts this Friday night and Friday night and Saturday. So what time does that start? 11? 10. So we'd have to leave here by like 5 in the morning. Who's planning on going to that? And we're going to take the church van. If whoever needs a ride on that, they can see me or Brother Durham, I guess. But Daniel's going to go? But Daniel said he might go. The date's the 2nd and 3rd. Well, that I don't know. What about it? So I need to know this. I need somebody by this weekend. Y'all need to let me know, and I'll get a hold of Brother Philip Kennemer and let him know who all needs a place to stay. How about that? So Aspel's having an anniversary service in a week or so. Next weekend, not this weekend. The next weekend. And then we're having a work day the 27th, and isn't that right? And Bill Smith said there's enough people to figure out what needs to be done. It could be getting done, I guess. All right, well, I felt the Lord here tonight and felt good words. Appreciate Brother Boyd and Brother Andrew. Let the Lord. Brother Paul, me and him seem to hitch up on Wednesday nights or something. Brother Paul, dude. And so I appreciate all the good words and the spirit that came in at the service. So let's just give the Lord a praise before we go home. Can we just praise Him tonight before we go home? We thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. And give You praise and glory for Your covering over our life and all that You've done for us, oh God. We just keep Your hand as each one goes home tonight. Touch Sister Karen Golden, Lord God. She's sick and left here. We ask You, Lord, for our sister, Lord. If You just give her a touch tonight, let her sleep good. Oh God, we give You thanks. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Touch her, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God.